You're getting into graphic design. How far into that are you?
So I've done, let's see. So it's been an interest of mine for a long period of time, probably about a decade. And I did a year of schooling for it at George Brown College 2 years ago. So, and I've done some freelance work, some for like organizations related to the city of Toronto. I had a billboard up at Queen Street West at one point in time. So I don't know, I've done a little bit here and there.
You Photoshop user?
Yeah, Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, kind of the basic.
So you're getting into Vector or?
Yeah, I mean, that's Illustrator. Illustrator is all vector and related to more of the logo design, that kind of thing. But a little bit of web design as well. So that's what I'll be diving deep into this next year.
Have you ever heard of the GNU Image Manipulation Program, a.k.a. GIMP?
No.
Really?
No.
So think
about... Actually, GIMP, it does sound familiar, but please explain.
Well, think about Photoshop.
Yeah.
And it is a very pricey application, especially now that it's on a licensing model.
Yeah, absolutely.
GIMP is essentially an RGB-only alternative, but it's absolutely free. It's open source.
Oh, okay.
So kind of like how Linux is an open source alternative to, to Microsoft Windows.
Okay.
Or even Mac OS, if you wanted to go there.
Okay. So where would you, like, could you get it? Is it just directly accessible through the internet?
Yeah, or? Free download, GIMP.org. So you can head on over to there to get the GIMP.
Yeah.
It's available on Windows, Mac, or Linux.
Oh, okay.
So we're using it on Linux.
Oh, great.
One of the neat things about Linux is that because it's free, and GIMP is also free, people think, hey, it would be really good to be able to do this, and then someone codes it and then releases it for free.
Okay.
On Windows, it's not the same because it's a proprietary environment. The people who make it have to say, oh, we agree that's a great feature, so we'll add it in the next big release or something like that, right? So one really, really simple comparison, a little Linux tip for you, is Unicode characters. Are we familiar with Unicode at all? Unicode is, so you think about the keys on your keyboard, you've got A through Z and everything else, those are Unicode characters. But our keyboard only can handle 104 keys or whatever it happens to be because of space restrictions, and of course you wouldn't want a keyboard that wraps all around you. But Unicode itself, so the amount of letters, characters, numbers, and figures that are available to you are vastly larger than what's available on your keyboard. So you think about, for example, an M dash, or the pound sign for the currency, or the euro. Like, these are all characters, but how do you type that into a keyboard?
Right, right, right.
And that's where Unicode comes in.
So is this available, let's say, in Microsoft Word as one of the language, like not languages, but one of the scripts, or?
Well, you can. No? That's a bit hacky
to change your
font.
Oh, okay.
You could change your font to a Unicode enable, or use the ability. You know, Word has a special character selector or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we can actually type Unicode with our keyboard.
Oh, okay.
So. It's absolutely possible. In Word, using that as an example, and this is where Windows is very much different than Linux, it's a bit of a pain in the butt. Or it's not quite as... Well, on Windows, it's not as universal. It works in Word and pretty much in nothing else.
Okay.
Maybe WordPad, but not Notepad. Unicode characters have to be inputted in a special way. So you have to, first of all, know the Unicode character. So I'm just going to hop onto Google here and type Unicode characters. And you can just do that and find some of the characters that are available to you. So unicode-table.com is a huge repository of them. And you'll just be blown away at what's available. So it starts with the normal alphabet, and then you get into kind of foreign characters and accents. We see a lot of that in the French language in typing. So, you know, being able to do accent circumflex, those kinds of things. All right. So once you know the character codes that you want, you see all those? It's just huge. Like, it's just loading and loading and loading. Now, on Windows, in order to do that, I need to bring up Microsoft Word. And then in order to type it, I have to press Alt-X
right,
in Word.
Yeah.
Punch in the Unicode number,
right.
Hit enter, And then it converts into the Unicode.
Okay.
But it doesn't work in any other application.
Right, right.
On Linux, on the other hand, all I have to do is press Control-Shift-U, and it works universally.
Oh.
So to demonstrate that, even in, let's say, my address bar, I wouldn't be surprised if it works there. It did. So see what happens in Linux? It creates a U with an underline. So any application that I am in, so if I head over to, let's just bring up Pluma, for example, my text editor. Mm-hmm. And if I hit Control-Shift-U, now I have an underlined U. And you think, oh, that's an underlined U. Well, it's not. It's actually waiting for me to input a Unicode number.
Okay.
And then I can input it. So we know, for example, an M-dash is 2014. It's really easy to remember because the year just passed. So if you ever need an M-dash, it's 2014. The number is universal. So if you're on Windows, it's still 2014, but you just have to go about inputting it a little bit more roundabout because you've got to go into Word, hit Alt-X.
I see.
On Linux, I don't care what application you're on, Control-Shift-U, and it's waiting for a number.
Wow.
So it's waiting right now. I'm going to hit 2014 and then hit enter, and it immediately turns it into an M-dash.
Wow.
So similarly, Control-Shift-U, and if I want to use, let's say, the euro symbol, so 20AC, enter, and there it is.
Wow.
Okay.
So in terms of the types of professions or people that use Unicode most frequently, who would that be?
Well,
or is it just for general users and the convenience of being able to create all of these different kinds of I guess, types
characters
of
characters that you don't have access to. And that's how, and thank you for the beautiful segue, because at the beginning of this segment, we started talking about graphic editing and how does this relate to graphic editing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to look at a web, what is traditionally used as a web developer's tool, and it's called Font Awesome.
Ooh.
It's just like it sounds. So we go to fontawesome.io. And what Font Awesome allows you to do, and we've seen this on the show before, Font Awesome allows you to use icon sets within a font. So on the web, we do this using CSS classes.
Right.
So if I need a snowflake, or if I need a little fire logo, or an ID card, all of these things can be used in our web design. Or in our demonstration tonight, they can be used in our graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we translate something that's built for web into something that we can use now in the GNU Image Manipulation Program or Microsoft Word, I suppose, because if you're on Windows, you could install this as well, the same way we're going to do it here on Linux. But then you'd have to hit Alt-X and use the Unicode character. Because watch what happens here as I'm looking at these. So let's say the, you know, let's just pick one. If I want the envelope. And if I scroll down a little ways, so that's what it looks like. And you see here, Unicode F2B6. So as long as we have Font Awesome, we can use the Unicode character F2B6, and it will create an envelope.
Okay.
Because it is a TTF, a font, it can be any size. It's vector.
Okay.
We can scale it to any size, and it will be. It can be huge. It can be part of our graphic.
Mm-hmm.
We can use them as bullet list images, icons, those kinds of things. So in order to get it, let's just go back to the home, and you'll see a button called Download. Nice and straightforward. And scroll down a little bit here. And we can just say, no thanks, just download Font Awesome 4, unless you would like to support them by purchasing the commercial release. Okay, so Font Awesome is downloaded just like that. We've got fonts, and we have all kinds of stuff here. Looks like we've got a TTF, which is a Windows TrueType font, and then we've got an OTF, which is an open type font. And that is, you know, we can use either or. On Linux, both are supported. If I open that, let's see here. I may have to extract it first. So I'm just going to extract that, throw it on my desktop. And on Windows, it's no different. Now let's try opening this. Let's see. Open with Font Viewer. Let's see if it comes up. No. I've got a few different font viewers installed. But, well, hopefully that one will work.
I love how smoothly you're going through this. It's like watching someone do magic or something like that.
Magic.
Magic. The magic art of Robbie Ferguson.
I'm going to try installing it. I just hit install, and let's see if that actually did it. So I can check that by going into Thanks for the compliment, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
Magic,
for sure.
You know? Let's just make sure that we've got the font. I'm just using this to see. So if I type in font awesome, it is there. Okay. So again, here I am in LibreOffice Writer. This is a free alternative to Microsoft Word, and I am using it in Linux. And because I am using it in Linux, what's the key combination I can use? Anybody remember?
F2B6?
That's good one. That's the envelope.
Alt X.
In Word. Shift. That's only if you're in Windows.
Oh, in Windows.
On Linux, doesn't matter what program I'm in, Control Shift U.
Control Shift U.
And then what was the code that you gave me?
Oh, F2B6? I'm not sure.
Let's try it. Enter.
Ooh.
Way to go. Okay, so now I've got that graphic in because I've selected Font Awesome as my font, and I can set it to any size I'd like, it's going to be lossless because it's vector.
Right, of course.
So bringing that over to the graphic design end of things, we can go into GNU Image Manipulation Program, and one of the things that we find, and you see this in Photoshop and other applications as well, is that bullet lists can sometimes be not very pretty because there's really no, like, there's no ULs and LIs, there's no bullets per se. Mm-hmm. It's all done through graphics. So let's create a really quick graphic. I'll just make something that's about 1,000 by 1,000 square. And then I'm going to create a text layer. This is the GNU Image Manipulation Program. It's absolutely free and available at gimp.org. So once I've created this, I can say hello. Hi. I'm really creative with my lorem ipsums. I can do that. There we go. Okay, so if I want bullet points now, you know, traditionally we're going to do a hyphenation or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, what I can actually do is we can hit, let's change our font for this particular spot. We're just going to type in font awesome, and then I'm going to type Control Shift U, and what was the code?
Oh, F2B6, right?
There you go. Okay. So then I can either continue to copy or continue to type that, or I can copy and paste it just like that. And now, now we're using an envelope, but it could be a check mark or it could be anything else.
Wow.
And because it's a font, it's going to be nicely matched up to the pixel height of the font that you're using and those kind of things. So that's Font Awesome from fontawesome.io. Definitely a great tool for web design. Because it is a web font, you can use it just by specifying the CSS class. And we've shown that again on the show before. So head on over to category5.tv and do a quick search for Font Awesome.
Sounds like I named it. Awesome.
This could be something that you could use in business.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had it happen where, you know, formatting is different on one computer or something and bullets aren't looking quite right. Remember the checkboxes?
Yes.
So you had a form where in one application it had a nice square for people to check off printout.
And then on the other one, the box already had an X in it, as though everything had already been checked off.
So you could install Font Awesome, the font, and then use the Unicode character for the square, you've got it.
I love it.
Fancy, fancy.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
You just got a raise, Sasha.
Sweet.